Oh, don't you feel that power? Come on, don't you feel that power? Don't you feel that power? That's not artificial. That's not manufactured. That's real. Come on, I said the world tries to manufacture anointing and manufacture the Holy Ghost. But there's a real Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He's calling us. He's calling to us. He's calling to you to a higher level. Amen. He wants to do some great things. Can't you see it? Can't you see it? Come on, I said, can't you see it? Amen, I see it. I believe it. Amen, I feel it. Amen, I said, I feel it. I feel a rumble. Amen, I said, I feel a rumble. Amen, I just feel something is about to happen. Hallelujah. Amen, God is ready. Amen, to exceed all of our expectations. Hallelujah. Amen. If we'll just step into, amen, that man sitting at the pool of Bethesda, sitting there all of those years, amen, just sitting there in his inability, sitting there in his sickness, amen, but Jesus came by. Amen. At the time the water began to stir. Amen. I just feel. Amen. It wasn't in that water. Amen. Jesus said, I am. I am. I am living water. I am that miracle. Hallelujah. It ain't in some water. Amen. It's in Jesus Christ. Amen. And when he begins to move things, hallelujah. Amen. Things begin to happen. Amen. And I'm ready to see the supernatural hand of God. Hallelujah. Been sitting too long. Amen. I said, we've been sitting too long. Jesus is ready to do some things. Hallelujah. If you turn your attention to the book of 2 Kings chapter 4. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 4. We are so excited for everyone out today. We're so excited to see the Mills family with us today. Amen. We appreciate them. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 4. I want to read 7 verses. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 through 7. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my 2 sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thine house? And she said, Thy handmaiden hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels borrow not a few. When thou art come, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and thou shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and her sons and brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass that when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said to her, There is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go sell the oil and pay thy debt, and live, thou and thy children, of the rest. Gracious Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you here today. You're the great shepherd and bishop of our souls. God, reach down today, speak to our hearts. Let us have ears to hear. Let us have the mind of Christ. Anoint these lips of clay. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I have a title today, and it fits right in with the moving of the Holy Ghost. The title is, Don't Miss Your Miracle. Don't miss your miracle. Cricket's going to help me preach. Profound portion of Scripture. There are some very powerful nuggets here in these seven verses. Let me say this. We can spend. We can spend or waste our entire lives fretting about what we don't have. Now help me preach today. This is going to be a good one. Amen. Waste our entire lives fretting about what we don't have and miss our greatest miracle. Or we can step into the Spirit and allow God to show us what we do have is greater than all our problems. It's greater than all of our worries. It's greater than all of our stress. It's greater than anything that can bombard our mind. Amen. What we do have, amen, is greater than it all. Let me get into, amen, Matthew chapter 13. Jesus was saying some very powerful and interesting things. He said in Matthew 13, verse 11, he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that which he hath. Therefore I speak unto them in parables, because they see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. Amen. Sounds like he's wanting to say something. Amen. To a certain people. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people, speaking of the Israel that was rejecting him, those who are sitting there, amen, not really paying attention or not really getting in to what was happening. Amen. If we read the beginning of Matthew chapter 13, we would find, amen, that it was a separation between the Pharisees and, amen, his disciples. And he said, this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and for your ears, for they hear. For verily many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. Amen. We are blessed here today. Amen. God's Spirit speaking to his church. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, God wants to do something great. Amen. If we'll have an ear to hear. Amen. If we'll have a heart to feel it. Amen. If we'll have an eye to see it. Amen. We're going to have to make preparations. Amen. We're going to have to get ready. Amen. We're going to have to get ready. Amen. I said we're going to have to make preparations. Amen. For the miracles. Amen. That God has for his people. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, the kingdom of heaven. Now listen, the kingdom of heaven, the entire kingdom of heaven, is likened to treasure that is hid
Amen. This thing, God, amen, did not come to, amen, put it on a pedestal. Rather, even though he did on Mount Calvary, lifted it up for the whole world to see. Amen. But his kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. Amen. Hidden from the natural eye. Amen. It's hidden from the carnal mind. Amen. But it is very real. It is very powerful. It is very much alive. Amen. I said it is very much alive and well. Amen. But it is hidden to the natural world. But it's not hidden from us. We got eyes to see and ears to hear. Now let's re-examine 2 Kings chapter 4 with a spiritual dimension. Elisha said unto her, and I'm just pulling out little phrases out of the sentence instead of rereading the whole thing. He said, what hast thou? This woman was in a terrible situation. She was troubled. She was worried. She was overly stressed. She was, amen, she didn't know what to do. She was in anguish. She troubled. Amen. It bothered her day in and day out and didn't know what to do with the situations. Amen. And so she was overwhelmed with what was going on. And amen, she didn't have that spiritual insight. She lost track of the spiritual things of God. Her husband was a servant. She said to Elisha, my husband, thy servant. He, amen, had a connection to, amen, the prophet and the things of God. Amen. But somewhere along the way, amen, she lost connection with the spiritual dimension. And she got all bumfuzzled with the cares and the worries. Amen. Come on today, somewhere. Amen. Throughout society. Amen. Our worries and our dilemmas. Amen. Will get us in the place, amen, where we feel, amen, that the answer ain't there, amen, but the answer, amen, is right in your own house, amen. The solution to the math problem is right there in the equation, amen. Come on, I said the ingredient, amen, to complete the recipe to success, amen, was right there all the time, amen. The prophet said, what do you have in your house? It ain't what we don't have in our house. It's what we do have in our house. Help me, Holy Ghost. Come on, it ain't about, amen, how much junk you got in your house. Amen, how much, amen, material, amen, possessions you have. Amen, it ain't, but come on, I said, amen, it ain't, we gotta quit this, amen, comparing ourselves to the rest of the world. Jesus said, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, what you shall put on. Amen, it doesn't matter whether you have a nice new dress, baby. It doesn't matter whether you have a nice new suit. Amen. That is materialism. That is irrelevant. Amen. That ain't gonna get you to your miracle. Amen. Come on, how much money your fat wallet isn't gonna get you to your miracle. Amen. What kind of car you drive is not gonna get, amen, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Amen. Come on, I said the world. Amen. The world is all messed up. Amen. But God, help us get on track. It ain't what we don't have. It's what we do have. We got something very powerful. I said, we got something very powerful. And that's not talking about grains of gunpowder powerful. But we got something powerful.
And can I tell you, amen, at the onset of this sermon, the devil wants to get your mind off of what you do have and get your mind on what you don't have. That's exactly what he did with Israel in the Old Testament. Amen. The devil had Israel natural walking around in the wilderness doing circles. Amen. They never could go in and possess the promise because they wandered around in the wilderness of sin. They got their mind on, amen, everything else around them. Amen. And they forgot about what they had right there in the midst, amen, of Israel, the Shekinah glory of mighty God. Amen. The pillar of fire by night, the cloud by day. Amen. They had, amen, the creator. They had the maker. They had the, amen, come on, they had Jehovah Jireh, who was their provider. Amen. Their shoes didn't wear out. Amen. Their health was just fine. Amen. They had it all right there in the midst of them. And the devil got them looking at the Moabites and looking at the Philistines and looking over here, looking over. We don't need to be looking over here or there. Amen. We need to be looking, amen, up at that pillar of fire. Amen. That cloud by day. Amen. Not of what we don't have, but what we do have will deliver us. And not only does the devil want you to not realize what you do have. I'm just following the Holy Ghost. Devil got some of you sitting around looking at your brothers or your sisters. What kind of cars they drive. What kind of house they have. Huh? Got you looking around and questioning. What do I even have? Now, I'll go as far as this right here. Some of you, the devil's putting into your mind, maybe I should make a big change. Maybe I ought to just dump the dirt bag and find me another one. Hello? I'm following the Holy Ghost right now. You better tell that devil to hit the road. Come on, ladies. Let me preach on you ladies, you wives, for a little bit. And I don't do anything without the Holy Ghost, and this is the Holy Ghost. You wives need to love your husbands. Hello? They may not provide you with everything your heart's little pee-pick and desire is, and roll out the red carpet, but they've been working and laboring for many years, taking care of you and putting a roof over your head. You better love your husbands. Huh? That was good, wasn't it? It didn't cost you nothing. But I'm telling you, what the devil wants to do is mess your world up. The devil wants to destroy you. Jesus said the thief comes to rob, he comes to steal, he comes to kill, he comes to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and might have it more abundantly. Amen. There is an abundant life living for God. There is an abundant life living for Jesus. Amen. There is an abundant grace and mercy and power and protection. And amen, the blessings of God outweigh what materialism that people have. That's a bunch of junk. It'll rust out. It'll wear out. Amen. It'll fade out. Amen. I don't care. Amen. How you pamper and puppy those Corvettes, they're going to wear out and rust out, baby. Amen. I don't care what kind of motorcycle, they're going to rust out. Amen. Come on. The things of this world are going to come to naught. For this world passes away in the lust thereof. Amen. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. God, help us, amen, to realize
realize the devil is after us. The devil is after us. The devil is after us. It's time that we put on the gloves. Amen. It's time that we get mean. It's time that we get junkyard dog mad. And I said, it's time that we get junkyard dog mad. Amen. Devil, I ain't letting you take my family. Devil, I ain't letting you take my family. Devil, I ain't letting you take my family. Amen. Down to hell. Amen. I'm going to fight. Amen. I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight. Amen. I ain't going to let you, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Come on, we got to pull together. There was division in here earlier. There was a spirit of division in here earlier. But it's gone. Amen. Can I tell you? Amen. Brother House is not here to hurt you. Brother House cares about you. Amen. If Brother House didn't care about you, amen, Brother House would be sitting back collecting a paycheck saying, I don't care what goes on. I don't care how you live. I don't care anything. I've been here 6 months, ain't received a nickel. I ain't here for that. I'm here because I care. I care about you, and I care about my family. Amen. And you know what? I want everyone to make it to heaven. That's my job. I'm an under-shepherd. Amen. Under the big shepherd. Amen. And my job is to protect the sheep, feed the sheep. Huh? That's the purpose and heart of the ministry. So we need to pull together, because Jesus is coming. We got to quit all this carnal nonsense. Amen. Paul said, I could not come unto you as in the spiritual. The spiritual dimension and power of God wants to unload. I mean, double barrel unload on this place, and he's starting to. Amen. I feel the floodgates. I don't know about you. Amen. But I feel the floodgates of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Moving. The water's beginning to stir. Amen. And the only thing that'll hinder that is carnality. Amen. We got to get the carnality out. God wants to bring us into a dimension. Amen. That none of us have never walked. Amen. That none of us have ever trod. Amen. Come on. I said, God wants to take us. Amen. Like he did with Ezekiel down there at the river Chebar. Amen. Picked him up in the spirit and began to show him some things. Amen. That he never dreamed of. Amen. That's the kind of God that we serve in this hour. Amen. He wants to pour out his spirit on all flesh. Amen. And that's where we need to be. Get rid of all that nonsense about voting and all that stuff. Hello. God called Moses. Amen. There was a lot of grumblers and gripers. Amen. You know what? It has nothing to do with you. This ain't politics. Amen. The church, amen, the true church of Jesus Christ, amen, is not, amen, politics. It's a theocracy. Amen. It is under the lordship of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Whatever the Holy Ghost says is what goes, baby. Amen. Whether you like it or not, whether you like my hairdo, my glasses, or my shoes, amen, or my Goodwill suit, amen, it doesn't matter. Amen. I'm here till God moves me, or God decides to say, hey, I need you to go somewhere else. Amen. So you might as well get behind me and amen. Amen. You might as well get at the altar with me and pray. Amen. You might as well lay your hand on my children and pray for my children, because my children need saved just as much as your children need saved. We all need to work together. Amen. And see God do something great. Hallelujah. We're in this thing to see souls saved. We're in this thing to see God do something supernaturally. Elijah said to the woman, what hast thou in thine house? She said, I don't have anything. I'm broke. Come on now, follow along with me. I don't have anything. I'm preaching. I'm broke. I'm empty, no reserves, no savings. You know what our response has got to go from? It's got to change from I'm broke, I'm empty, to I'm blessed. Huh? Come on, I'm blessed. You want to reverse the nervous conditions? You know, nerve pills in here? You want to reverse that? Reverse it with positivity. Amen. I am blessed. Amen. I am healed. Amen. I am. That was my son. I'll slap him later. Amen. I am. Amen. Blessed. I am. Amen. Come on. I said, I'm blessed. Amen. I am blessed. Amen. Come on. When the wars of your mind come fighting against your mind, bring up your past. Amen. Don't let the blast from the past mess with you. Amen. Amen. Remind the devil of his future. Amen. I am blessed. I am blood bought. I am forgiven. I am forgiven. It's under the blood. I've made mistakes. Hallelujah. But I'm going forward. Amen. And I'm reaching forth. Amen. To that which is before me. Amen. God has something for you to do greatly. God wants to use you. I don't care. I know there's some people in here has always wrestled with self-esteem, and you have always talked your own self down. Amen. But it's time that you talk yourself up. Amen. Come on. I said it's time that you talk yourself up. It's time that you let Jesus get a hold of you. Amen. And do something great with you. Make you a giant killer. Amen. Make you a devil, a bouncer. Amen. Come on. It's time that we let God do something with us. We are the church. No matter whether you grew up, no matter how poor you was, come on, I'm telling you, things I wrestle with all my life. But that is what is so awesome about Jesus. Huh? Come on, I said he didn't get the Rolls Royce. He didn't get, amen, the castle. He got the manger. How fitting. He was the Lamb of God. Lamb should be born in a manger. He was more than a lamb. He was a lion. And he deserved the best. But he chose the worst. For you. So don't ever think you're too little or you're too poor. Because he became the poorest of this world. Didn't have nothing. Couldn't pay his taxes. Well, so the handmaiden said, I don't have nothing. But the question was not presented not with what you don't have, but what do you have? Everybody say, what I got. Everybody said, what I got. Old song chorus says, Jesus gave it to me, and the devil can't take it away. Jesus gave it to me, and the devil can't take it away. Joy, Holy Ghost joy, down in my soul. She responded, amen, and said, I have a pot of oil. I got a small pot of oil. And he said, go. Now, let me tell you something. God didn't give us the Holy Ghost. And we're going to bring us in the spiritual dimension. Amen. That oil is symbolic of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He didn't give us the Holy Ghost for us to sit. He didn't give us the Holy Ghost to stay. Amen. He gave us the Holy Ghost to go. Go is an action word. Amen. He told this woman, go. He told his disciples, go into all the world, preach the gospel unto every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils in my name. They shall speak with new tongues. Amen. That don't sound like boring and old, does it? That don't sound like empty and lifeless, does it? That don't sound like without anything, does it? No, that sounds exciting. Amen. That sounds rejuvenating. Amen. That sounds life-changing. Amen. Jesus gave us the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we could change our world. He said, go, get you some vessels. Now, we could take this message two different ways, but this is a message God gave me, but I'm going to give it to you both ways because it's a good and it applies in both ways. Go find something empty. Come on, go find something empty. Huh? Get your wallet out. Get your shoe out, your wallet out, your purse out. Whatever it is in your life that has been got you down, that has got you in the place of depression and oppression, whatever, amen, that you're calling emptiness and loneliness, and whatever it is that's troubling you and bothering you and causing you and keeping you from breaking through, amen, into that presence of God, whatever it is that you call empty, amen, get it, amen, and it's time what to do with it, amen, to pour the oil in it, amen, pour the oil in your situation. Amen. Pour the oil in your marriage. Amen. Pour the oil. Come on. I said pour the oil. Amen. Come on. You don't hear me today. I said pour the oil. Amen. In your children's lives. Amen. Pour the oil. Amen. Come on. We silver and gold have I none. Amen. But I got something better than silver and gold, baby. I said I got something better than silver and gold, baby. I got the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's more powerful and it's more life-changing, amen, than any of this thing has in its world. Amen. Come on, pour the oil, amen, into your empty situation. Amen. Pour the oil, amen, into your health. Amen. Come on, when the devil's fighting you, amen, about sickness or disease, amen, pour the Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't care what you say, doctor. I don't care what you say, you little organ. Amen. You giving me a cramp. Amen. Just take the Holy Ghost. You little cramp. Amen. Back. Amen. I plead the blood and give you Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost in me, the hope of glory. Amen. Come on. Pour the oil into that situation. You got the Holy Ghost. That's what really matters. Devil wants to mess that up. Come on, but I'm here to build it up. The best thing you can give your kids is not materialism. Every time some new Tinker Tot toy comes out, amen, giving that to your kid, amen, the best thing you can give to your kids is the Holy Ghost. The best thing you can give to your kids is church. A good church. A church that preaches the truth. A church that preaches the truth. A church that cares. A church that preaches King James Version. People used to preach against revised versions. Come on. I know I'm young. You can throw me under the bus. I don't care. But that's all right. It's comfortable under there. I've been under buses before. This ain't no new rodeo. I said, I'm going to preach it
just like my forefathers preached it. Huh? Come on. Bishop Wilson, Nathaniel Wilson, dynamic pillar in the apostolic movement since way back, since who knows when, amen, has wrote theology and books and preached and preached and preached and preached and preached and preaches, amen, till he's blue in the face about why we keep the King James Version. Was that all in naught? I don't think so. Go get whatever is empty and pour in the oil. What you need to do when you come to church, you don't need to come to church, amen, and carry your feelings and, amen, your problems, your home problems, your job problems, your problems, amen. Amen, you need to come to church. You need to just pour in the oil. Amen, let the Holy Ghost, amen, what we need, amen, is a good dose of the Holy Ghost. Amen, what we need is full. Amen, come on, those old-timers, Pentecostals of the faith, amen, come on, those pioneers, they were poor as dirt. Amen. They walked miles to church. Amen. They didn't have air conditioning. Amen. Those old mothers had the old fans. Amen. They beat the old tambourines. Amen. But what they had was the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on. I said they had to live on spaghetti and beans. Amen. Rice and beans and beans and more beans. Amen. But what they had was the Holy Ghost. And that's all that mattered. Now, the other side of this message. Empty vessels. We know that we are a vessel. There were five wise, five foolish, preached on that a while back, about having no oil in their vessel. Now, you know what else will fix your problems? Go find some empty vessels and pour in your oil. Pour in your oil. Huh? Come on, I said, go find some empty vessels. This world, amen, is hurting. This world is lost. Amen. When you get out there and you start, amen, reaching and searching for an empty vessel, you'll forget all about your problems. You'll forget all about your backache. You'll forget all about your toe ache. You'll forget all about, come on, amen. You'll forget all about, on, amen, how much money you don't have and what you don't have. Amen. When you're out there trying to find some empty vessels, amen, and then pouring in your oil into those empty vessels. Come on, there's a harvest. I feel God is getting us ready for a great harvest. I said, I feel God is getting us ready for a great harvest. We haven't been ready. Things have been out of place. And they got to get this baptistry fixed, because I just feel that thing is going to be doing some splish splash, taking a bath. Amen. On a Saturday afternoon, baby. I did that just for Susie. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Empty vessels. Amen. The revival. Amen. Seeing lives changed. Amen. My heart's desire. Amen. There is about, amen, 20 people that I used to try to pastor in Percy when I had a church over there that are lost, that are still not saved. I see God reaching down and finally bringing them in. Amen. Come on. I see, amen, God bringing folks back into this place that left. Amen. Over some dumb things. Amen. Come on. I said, I see God bringing in some new folks. Amen. Come on. I said, I see God doing some great things. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Go.
He said, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, Luke chapter 14, verse 16, and he sent his servant at supper time to say to them who were bidden, come, for all things are ready. You know, when God's ready, God is ready. When that pillar of fire got up and started moving, those Levites, they had to pack up that tent and start moving with it. Amen. When God is ready to do a miracle, when God is ready, amen, to bring revival, it's time that we get ready right along with him. Amen. Come on. I said it's time that we get ready right along with him. Amen. He said that, amen, come, for all things are ready. And they all begin to make excuse. There ain't no reason for you to have an excuse. Come on. You say you got the Holy Ghost, prove it. If you ain't got it, get it. Have me excuse. Another said, hey, man, I bought a piece of ground. I got to go see it. Have me excuse. Another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen. Got to go prove them. Have me excuse. Another said, I married a wife. I can't come. Bring your wife with you, nugget head. Hey, man, me and my wife got married. We got married on Saturday, and we is at church on Sunday. Still kicks me every day. Bring your wife with you to church. Bring your husband with you to church. Huh? Come on, and if you're looking for a wife or looking for a husband, you better find them in church. You don't need none of that monkey junkie stuff. Amen. That didn't cost you nothing either. Then the master of the house was angry. He said, go out quickly. Go. There's that go word. And I could have preached on angry bird go. The dove is a symbol of the Holy Ghost. That's a bird. Eagle. The symbol of the ministry, that's a bird. It's time that we get angry and we go. There you go, angry bird, go. Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. It don't matter what they look like, they're empty too. They got problems too. They got health problems too. And you know what? Let me give you a little key pointer for outreach. Amen. Don't sit there and share, amen, your illnesses with them. Amen. You know what? Share the Holy Ghost. Pour in the oil. Pour in the oil. Pour in the oil. Amen. Don't share, amen. Come on. Don't share your blood thinners. Amen. Share the blood. Amen. The Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on. I said, amen. This is serious business, reaching souls. Go out into the streets and the highways and the byways and gather the poor. Amen. He didn't say go gather the lawyers and the doctors and the rich folk. God is no respecter of persons. He said go get the poor. Go get the halt, the blind, the lame. Amen. Bring them all in that my house may be filled. Amen. Come on. Go out in the highways and compel them that my house may be filled. Amen. For none of you nugget heads that don't want to do nothing, amen, you ain't going to taste of his supper. It's time that we get business. It's time that we, amen, be real. It's time, amen, come on, coming to church don't make you real. Amen, doing the work of God is what makes you real. Amen, not all that say, Lord, Lord's going to enter in, but they that do the will of the Father. Amen, God is calling us away from our empty illness problems, calling us away from our, amen, our empty mind problems. Amen, calling us into a dimension, amen, where the oil will fill up. Where the oil will fix. Amen. Where the oil will fix and take care of your problems. Amen. Don't miss your miracle. Hallelujah. Don't miss your miracle. The apostles didn't have an education. The apostles didn't have money, wealth, or riches, fine buildings, Bibles, and Bible studies. They didn't have fancy praise teams and all that. So come on, they didn't have fine vehicles. And amen, don't worry about your, amen, don't worry about your old clunker. Just keep on clunking. Huh? When I grew up, everybody had clunkers. My dad had an old Plymouth Fury, had a bumper on that thing with rubbers stuck out like that. I was always wondering. I was like, why do they got such thick rubbers on there? Found out a few times. They didn't have jobs. Ouch. So, I don't need a job, God. I'm putting in my request. So, Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Come on, now let's do some evaluations. I don't have this. I don't have that. So-and-so's got this, and so-and-so's got that. Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for... Now, I'm going to tell you what you do have when you got the Holy Ghost. You got the kingdom of heaven. Huh? For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn. Amen. Sometimes, amen, we're going to weep. Sometimes, amen, everything ain't going to be hunky-dory. He didn't tell us that. Amen. But we got something that the world don't have. Amen. He said, we got a comforter. Amen. Come on. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Amen. We got a comforter. Amen. Which is the Holy Ghost, whom you'll receive in my name. Amen. Who will show you all things. Who will lead you and guide you into all truth, baby. Amen. You need to get hooked up to the Comforter, which is the real Holy Ghost. Amen. That real Holy Ghost is a radar. The real Holy Ghost will give you, amen, inclinations and called unction in the book of John. Amen. Ye have an unction from the Holy One. Amen. And it will lead you into all truth. When I hear something that don't sound right, my radar goes off. I got the Holy Ghost. You want to, amen, pick on me? Amen. I'll tell you just like it is, baby. He gave me a radar. Amen. Everything, amen, is not right, has a funny sound. See, I got something real. I ain't got this fluffy stuff. I didn't get this manufactured Pentecostalism. I got the real Holy Ghost. And if you ain't got the real Holy Ghost, you better get the real Holy Ghost. And when you get the real Holy Ghost, Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. My sheep know my voice. And amen, a stranger they ain't gonna follow. Something is gonna sound weird. Something is gonna be not just right. Let me tell you something. If Jesus Christ came back in the flesh as he did 2,020 years ago, these Pentecostal churches today would throw him right out the door. I'm telling you the truth. And he's God. He wouldn't put up with their fluff tart stuff. Fluff tart. There you go, Brother John. He's going to hear this podcast. Fluff tart. It's an inside joke. Jesus said, blessed are the meek. Come on. Did I say meek? Not a bulldog. Meek. While I'm on a good track, I feel I'm on a smooth track. Smooth. Huh? I'm on a smooth track. Huh? For all of you think that you need to fix everyone else's problems. Some folks just got this inspection business going on, and they got their their mind, they're out and they're looking at everybody else, and they're going to fix everyone else's problems. Jesus said, amen, you better worry about the beam that's in your own eye, amen, before you worry about everybody's little speck, amen, little bitty splinter and all that. You know what? Amen. It ain't your job to fix people, baby. It's the Holy Ghost and the preacher's job. Amen. So the next time somebody comes through those doors that just don't fit your fancy, you just leave them alone. You just let me handle it. Amen. That's my job. I'm talking about ladies, men, and everything. Amen. It's my job to preach on the ladies, how they're to dress. Amen. It's my job, Brother Holmes' job, to preach on the men, how they are to dress. Amen. Come on. I said, we got standards in this place. Amen. Women are supposed to not cut their hair. Keep your hair long. It is your glory. And men, amen, you're supposed to shorn. You're supposed to shave. Amen. And keep your hair short. Amen. And cleaned up, because we have standards in this place, and the Bible teaches us it's a shame, amen, for a man, amen, to look like a woman. Hello. So, you worry about that little log that's in your own eye, and you let the preacher take care of the little speck that's in someone else's eye. I'm telling you that for a reason, because we're getting ready. We're getting ready for a floodgate of people to come through those doors. Amen. Come on. And I said the Holy Ghost is going to get a hold of those people. Amen. They're going to go down in Jesus' name. Amen. They're going to come up out of the water and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you know what? The Holy Ghost is going to dress them. The Holy Ghost is going to clean them. Amen. The Holy Ghost is going to get them right. Amen. Hello. Amen. Hello. I said, amen. The Holy Ghost is going to do it. Amen. So we know it's done right. We can try to do it, and it ain't going to work. You're going to make them mad. They ain't going to do it for the right reason. But you know what? When the Holy Ghost gets a hold, amen, when that empty spot begins to be filled with that oil, amen, they'll be standing home in the mirror and saying, you know what? I really don't look good. I look ugly. I need to get the razor out. Huh? Come on. I need to get the right. What do I look like? For Jesus. Come on, now, if you got the real Holy Ghost, Mom, if you got the real Holy Ghost, amen, that Holy Ghost is going to do that to you when you stand in the mirror and start looking at yourself. Huh? Amen. Amen. Man. Amen. It's true. We ain't sloppy jalopies. We're ambassadors for Christ. Does Obama stand up there all looking all slouchy, slotchy? Amen. Just looking like some bum. I'm the president of the United States. Hallelujah. I'm glad this ain't on video. You are too. Glad this ain't live. Huh? Come on, for real. Amen. Now look at it from the natural perspective. You go anywhere, amen, that is a place of respect or a place of proper position to respect that place, amen, they dress right. So should we. Now, if we get our mind off of all this stuff, Jesus said, blessed are the meek, not the bulldogs that want to fix everybody else's problems, for they shall inherit the earth. It's all going to be ours one day. Huh? Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Why? For they are going to be filled. Blessed are the merciful, because they're going to get some mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart. They're going to see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Walk around with a frown and walk around like a clown and walk around all sad and walk around like you're mad. No, that ain't what it says. Come on. I said, that ain't what it says. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Woo! Amen. Come on. I said, woo! Lord in heaven. That's all right. Where's our reward? Where's our treasure supposed to be laid up? Heaven. Hallelujah. Let's stand. Psalms 149 says, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, before I throw this thing out in the street. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with a trembling heart. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people, for he will beautify the meek with salvation. You don't need Mary Kay. I said, you don't need Mary Kay. When you got salvation, you're beautiful. You're beautiful, baby. Beautify the meek with salvation. Brother Hunt Mills, I wasn't winking at you. In the house of the righteous, there is much treasure. We fail to realize what we do have. What we do have, not what we don't. Amen. Don't miss your miracle. Let's play something tonight. Let's ask the Lord. Amen. Let's give the Lord some thanks for this word to us tonight, speaking to us today, God. Oh, God, help us, Jesus. Help us, God, to realize what we do have. Help us to realize, God, the power that resides in us, Lord. The Holy Ghost. He said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Oh, God, fill us with that power. Let us take that oil, God, to our world. Let us take that oil to our world. Let us take that oil to our world. Our world of emptiness. Our world of empty vessels. Oh, God, to reach our world. In Jesus' name, help us today, Lord, to realize, oh, God, where we're at. To realize, God,